Right now, let's bring in the marvelous one, and that's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. And, you know, for this beautiful weather weekend that I am giving you, Marshall, you will have an assignment next week. We'll get to that in a second. Today will be sunny, and we'll have highs in the mid-30s. Clear, cold tonight, low to mid-teens. Sunny, mid-40s Saturday. Sunny, 50 Sunday. And sunny in the mid-50s Monday. It will rain on Tuesday. Not snow, rain. And we still may have some rain going into the middle part of the week. Do I see any threat of a big snow? No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Once the storm midweek goes by, it'll get windy and colder by the end of the week. But that should be about it. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to close out the month of February without any additional significant snow. I mean, if we get a little bit of a coating or an inch here and there and the backlash of the storm, midweek next week, that should be about it. So don't look to add too much to your snow fall totals for February for the duration of this month. As for what March brings, I could just tell you that for what I see, which goes into the early part of March, it is not going to be pretty. In fact, maybe that's when the shoe will fall. I see it being unseasonably cold, at least for the first third of March. Let's see what happens there, folks. But now here's Marshall's assignment, folks. In my hand, I have a mailer. And in that mailer, ladies and gentlemen, is our movie.
All right.
And our movie is being mailed to Marshall today, which means he'll probably get it Monday. And his assignment, and he can't choose to accept it, he's just got to accept it, is to try to watch that movie by next Friday so that he will be the first to give us his review, and he'll be the first critic and give me a tip-off as to what the audience will say next Saturday on the 29th.
All right. So are you going to send it to the station or my house?
To the station.
Okay. Put important material on it. Attention, Marshall Miles.
Okay.
So it doesn't get lost in the scrum of things that come here.
Well, I'll tell you, if you want me to send it to your house, you could email me your address.
I'll just give it to you. Everybody knows where I live, 142 Factory Street in Salisbury.
They all know where he lives. But Pat doesn't.
142
Factory
Street, Salisbury, Connecticut, 06068.
06068, Salisbury. Is that just like the Salisbury, Maryland?
Yeah. Just like Salisbury steak.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay. I will change the address right now, and this way it'll go right to your house.
All right.
And we won't have to worry about that. So all of that is done. With not much weather to talk about, I'm happy. This is a great weekend, as you pointed out, weather-wise. It really is a great weekend. And Saturday, tomorrow, I have many projects to do around the house. Most of them are small, but just to get ready for next Saturday. And then, unfortunately, on Sunday, I have to go to Long Island. That's always a downer. They're celebrating my niece's birthday, which was at the beginning of February, but they're going to celebrate it this Sunday with a dinner because she's depressed.
Join the club.
She's depressed because her so-called boyfriend split with her.
Well, it's probably the best thing in the world that's going to happen for her.
So she's depressed, and they're going to give her a little family get-together birthday party. Couldn't happen at worse time.
How old is
obviously.
She? How old is she?
35.
Why don't you buy one of those blow-up dolls, a men blow-up doll? Say, here,
yep.
here's a boyfriend that won't do anything, but just hang around. He won't, no positives or negatives.
At 35 years old, I'm thinking when I was 35, I don't think there was anything to be depressed about. You know, it's a great age. Opportunity is all around you. I mean, it's knocking. You just have to, you have to be able to go after it. You know, and I had friends that surrounded me that were all, what's the word? Inspiring. You know, so I think that's got a lot to do with it. You know, it, you have to surround yourself with things that are inspiring, and you're not going to be depressed. But if you surround yourself with people who are depressed, you will be depressed. Or, you know, they're just going nowhere. But
if she's depressed now, wait till she's 67 and her legs and her hips and her arms make more noise
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, at 35 years old, I mean, I was at that point, I was forecasting the weather. But the people that surrounded me were all, you know, very inspiring, as you know. You know, Bob Harris from WR Radio, Craig Allen from CBS, Chris Cimino from NBC. I mean, I had lots of great people all around me. There was absolutely nothing to be depressed about. I think depression, again, could come from, you know, upstairs there. You know, what you talk yourself into or out of. Because if you have bad luck, you know, one thing after another, I could see you being depressed. It's not your fault. But at 35 years old, there's no reason to not to pick yourself up and let's get going.
There can be depressing events, but they don't have to lead to being depressed all the time.
That is correct. That is correct. And you just, I know sometimes it's hard, but you just have to, you know, hey, it's another stone, right? Another stone that you just roll away from your life. I mean, it's one guy. And to be honest with you, I didn't like him to begin with.
There you go.
So like you said, and you didn't even know him, you said he's probably doing her a favor, and you are 100% right. He is.
You know, when I was 35, I remember a couple of years, probably 10, 12, maybe 20 years ago, I ran into a friend that I used to hang around with, and he showed me pictures of things, of some parties that we were at. I don't even remember. That's me. I don't even remember them. So I can't.
So you were having a good time.
I can say that. I'm. Hey, listen. I'm an emotional guy. I am. And so yeah. Do certain events depress me? Do I get? And yeah, but I try not to stay depressed. So and I try to keep myself busy. I've always done that. So. Yeah, if she should seek help if she's depressed, just about a breakup with a boyfriend. If it lasts more than 1 or 2 days, you know what I mean? Move on.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, not to degrade me or anybody else, but so you're going to get together with your family for your birthday. How is that going to be taking you out of depression? That would put me in more depression.
I was going to say, because everybody's going to tell you, give you advice, a million different forms of advice.
You got that right.
So.
Yeah, so that's it. And that's Sunday. Hopefully I'll be back at a decent hour so I could get to go to sleep and get up and speak with you.
Well, I'm just looking at three of my iPads, and they're all, somebody's trying to break into or sign into a closed account, an account that I have as a secured account. They've tried 3 times in a row now.
Wow.
It's just popped up 3 times in a row for me. So that means I'm going to have to reset my password, because if that means I can't get in. They'll send me an email now and say someone's tried to get into your account.
Right.
I'm going to have to change the password. Yeah, God.
The beauty of the internet.
And Mike Cossey never showed up this morning. That's why I was so early.
You're kidding.
No, he overslept again.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. I've got a...
He doesn't have school this week.
That might be it. That might be
aren't
it.
Aren't they off? They're off on winter recess.
Probably down in New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, so he didn't. So that's why I was so early calling today, because
that's not a problem.
There was no mic at all.
Not a Not a problem, Marshall, because as we sit here chatting away about ridiculous, stupid things, I'm also cleaning up my office.
There you go.
that'll give you an idea of just how busy things are. Here.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
I'm going to have a good weekend. You do the same. Enjoy it, folks. Enjoy the weather.
We'll
be back next week.
And I'll keep my eye on my mailbox.
Okay, you do that.
All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.